All right, next up we've got Ugin Hunter doing the joke for Paco Del Stinko.
They can kick dirt in your face, dress you down and tell you that your place is in the middle when they hate the way you shine. I see you tugging on your shirt, trying to hide inside of it and hide how much it hurts. Let them
The Joke is a song by Brandi Carlile, and this is one of the few songs that I knew that I saw, like, oh, yes, I know that song, and I really like this song. It's from a fantastic album by Brandi Carlile called By the Way, I Forgive You. It is the kind of country music that people who say they don't like country music end up really liking, and it's the kind of country music that wins more Grammys than CMAs, and that is not a slam in either direction. It's just there are many different kinds of country music. It's really good, and I love this song, and I was very excited when I saw Paco choose it and kind of taken aback, like, whoa, Paco Del Stinko listens to Brandi Carlile. And so I was like, oh man, I hope I get Paco Del Stinko because I'm totally going to do the joke. And then, of course, I didn't get Paco Del Stinko, so I was like, I hope whoever gets Paco Del Stinko does the joke. And then I was very excited to see that Ugin Hunter did the joke. And then I listened to it, and I was very excited to hear it because the original is carried mostly by the vocal performance, and it's a total powerhouse vocal performance. Like, she goes from this pretty intimate... The verses are pretty intimate, and then in the chorus is kind of like a soaring, huge, anthemic thing. So, that said, if you are not Brandi Carlile and you don't have that kind of, like, interpretive range, what do you do with this? And what Ugin... Is that what we're saying? Ugin? Is that what we go with?
That's what we're going with. Ugin?
Yeah, right. Until we're corrected, yeah.
All right. And what Ugin does here is completely reinvent the song in a way that I really, really enjoyed. It brings out some kind of menace that is in the original, but sort of as subtext. The original feels very anthemic and very hopeful. And this one pulls out a little bit of the edge to it. The song is for marginalized and oppressed people, basically, and there are some specifics, but it's also, I think, has some broader appeal. And, you know, it's kind of like, I know that life sucks, and the chorus says, let them laugh while they can, let them spin, let them scatter in the wind, I've been to the movie, I've seen how this ends, and the joke is on them. And there's this FU, there's this middle finger in it that Ugin just pulls out and makes the text rather than the subtext. And that is something that just got me so excited. And I think that's one of the best things that can come out of Gift of Music or something like this, is that you have the opportunity to hear a very familiar song in a completely new way, in a way that still makes sense, even though it's completely different. So now you guys go ahead and say how much you hated the song.
No, I'll just say, Yeah, what Micah said. Okay, Chumpy? No, I'm kidding. No, I agree. I mean, Ugin Hunter brought something out of this song that was hidden in there, that, you know, that is was not at least as apparent in the original. As for the original, you know, I'm from the greater Seattle area, and I don't know how I hadn't heard of Brandi Carlile before. I guess, you know, I moved down to Southern California quite a while ago, but yeah, and I don't sort of keep up with any area of country music, for a lot of kind of the reasons that Micah was talking about before, you know, I can say that I don't like country music, and yet, you know, there's huge exceptions because I love Patsy Cline and Steve Ward and Freakwater and Lucinda Williams. They're excellent, but when you're listening to country radio or in any place that's playing country music, you're not going to get those quality artists. And I'm probably not going to get Brandi Carlile because, again, I haven't heard her before. But great original song, great take on it by Ugin Hunter. It was really, really appealing. I thought it was, you know, great. Definitely a different take, a different tone than the original. And I think, again, I think this guy is brilliant, just excellent. And I admire the choices and I admire the cover. Ugin Hunter's, you know, just wonderful. He's always coming up with something really inventive and really special.
Yeah, we're going to talk about him again soon as we get to his David Bowie cover, which was also fantastic in this side fight. But I thought he did an admirable job of replicating the lyrical intensity and emotion of the original. Like, the vocal doubling, I think, works well to add presence and thickness to the vocals, which you definitely want when you're trying to cover someone who sings like Brandi Carlile. So I know that, you know, I would have been super intimidated trying to approach a song like this just because of the power and emotion that she sang with this song. It would be super hard to replicate. And I think it was, like Micah mentioned, it was just super clever of Ugin to pull out something that was subtext and bring it to the fore. So he was able to just capture a different element of the song, and it turned out really good. I like at the end when the music drops out just for a few beats and you can just hear the vocals, which I thought was good. The piano and string arrangement that he did, I think, is also was really quite strong. This was a great cover, and I was surprised because I hadn't heard the original either. So I really enjoyed, as I was preparing reviews for this podcast, listening to both songs. So I like this quite a bit.
You got to hear the album that the original is from. By the way, I Forgive You by Brandi Carlile. For anyone who's listening, this is the Idiot by Stan Rogers of this podcast episode. go listen to By the Way, I Forgive You by Brandi Carlile.